You may be seated. Yes! Finally! I know, you have to stand up forever. I'm sure your parents will hear all about how horrible it was that we made you stand in church. You do it? Oh, you do it all the time! Ah! Okay! So, good job with the interpretive dance through the gospel. How many people thought that sounded familiar?
It says it right there.
It says, say that again.
It says it around the songbook.
It says it on the songbook. Why does it say it on the songbook?
Because it's our theme for the week.
Because that is our mission motto.
It's almost our mission. It who else? Sort of like a mission.
Theme.
It's our theme for the summer. Who? Emma, you've been really good at this all week.
We are the light of the world.
We are the light of the world. That is our theme for the whole summer. So what have we been talking about all week?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus? It's always a good answer. I tell the kids that if you're in church and you get asked a question, Jesus is often the right answer. It's true. What else have we been talking about this week? Rachel.
Us being the light of the world.
Us being the light of the world. Very good.
When God made the earth.
We talked about when God made the earth. What did we talk about when God made the earth? That's not what you were going to say?
He made night and day. He called light day and night. And dark night.
He called light day and dark night. What else did God say when he made the earth and all everything else?
It was called the 7 days of creation.
It was 7 days of creation. Hannah?
Well, I don't know if it was for that, but there was a blind man and he put mud on his face and he became not blind.
Yeah, later in the week we had a blind man and Jesus put mud on his eyes and then he wasn't blind. What else did we hear about this week? We talked about Saul getting blinded by the light. Who was the light?
God.
Jesus.
The burning bush.
We talked about the burning bush. Who was with the burning bush?
Moses.
Did we hear about Moses another time?
Yeah.
Yes. Jaden. We talked about how we're very good. Yep, not just good. When God made everything else, everything was good. But when God made people, we're
very,
very good. What else did we talk about this week? Max?
The 7 days of creation.
Yeah, that was part of the 7 days of creation, wasn't it?
When Moses split the Red Sea.
When Moses split the Red Sea. That was the other time we heard about Moses. What did you guys do this week?
We went to like arts and crafts or media or games, and we like did them like, we played games, like for us, we played games like according to what we read or listened to.
You played games that sort of tied into what we did, right? What did you learn in games? Some good stuff that went on in games. With Jesus. Yep, always a good answer. What else did you learn in games? It's hard to argue with that answer.
Teamwork.
We learned about teamwork. Why did we learn about teamwork?
Because you have to work together to get across a river.
A river? Yeah, there was the river game. Sophie?
We learned that even though we are all bright in the world and individually we are bright and beautiful, if we work together as a team, we can accomplish a lot more.
Yeah, even though we're all bright parts of the world because God is in us. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're brighter when we work together. Emma? We learned about trust, because that's important, isn't it? It helps us work together. What else did we learn about this week?
Making a song.
You guys wrote a song. That's right. It was really great. How many people liked the song? They played it for us last night. I was really impressed. Are we going to get to hear that this morning? We can hear that this morning. Awesome. What else did we do this week? Rachel.
Okay, so we learned, since Maria's not here, okay? But since we learned God is light and God is in us, which means we have light in us.
That's right. Can you say that louder?
Okay. God is light and God is in us, which means we have light in us.
That's right. Who taught you that?
Maria.
Maria? Who taught Maria that?
You.
Well, but I had my friend Jean up here, who's a painter. A lot of people taught me that. Some of them are here. Dave helped teach me that. A lot of other people taught me that.
Jesus taught you that.
Jesus? You had your hand up.
I was going to say Jesus.
You were going to say Jesus? Max. Wait, you made a video? Yep. I think we might. Are we going to have that playing in the lodge later, Andrew?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We have two videos to play in the lodge, don't we? Yes. Your kids were busy this week. Okay. So, what were our readings about this morning? No one. Crickets. Jesus. We did hear about Jesus. What did Jesus say this morning? This should be easy. Yeah, what was the... Yeah, like today. Sophie read it. What did Jesus say when...
God, Jesus said, like, don't hide the light.
Because, and you guys got really good at this earlier this week. Light is supposed to...
Shine!
You guys are so good. So, light is supposed to shine. And then, what was the first reading about? Who was in it?
Jesus
was not in the first reading. But nice try. Was another character.
Abraham.
What happened to Abraham? Okay, so if Jesus isn't there, God often shows up. Did God show up?
Yes.
You were in the cabin, so I'm going to pick on someone else. I know. Abraham went traveling. Did God tell him to go traveling? Yes. What did God say about Abraham traveling? He said something pretty important. Abraham said, Max. Something else? Okay. God told Abraham that he had to leave
his family.
His family. Abraham had grown up in one spot, lived there his whole life, gotten married. His family was there, his dad was there. Everyone was there, his wife's family was there, and God came to Abraham and he said, time to go, let's pack. And then God kept talking. God said, I have a task for you. You need to go places, and I'm going to bless you. Who knows what a blessing is? Gesundheit, yeah. Sometimes we say I bless you when people sneeze. Who else? What else is a blessing?
Praise God.
When you praise God, yeah. But when sometimes the blessing is what God gives us. So what Rachel was saying, what Maria was so good at saying, when God is in us and we're light because God is in us, that's part of the blessing God gives us. So God came to Abraham and he said, you're going to be a blessing for the people you meet, but you have to go meet them. You have to leave. So here's a question. How many of you are kind of sad the week? Yeah. You still have to go home. I think your parents want you back. Just maybe. How many parents want their kids back? Oh, good. It's always scary when you ask that. No, it's not. Parents always want their kids back. So you guys have to go home. But you know what? God blessed Abraham. And one of the things we talk about in the church is that we're the children of Abraham. God said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, and all of your kids. So we're still a part of that blessing. We still have that light of God in us. So you have to go home, and then God said something else very important to Abraham. You have to keep blessing other people. So we've talked about how we have to work together. We did some work on the fruits of the Spirit. Who can name some of the fruits of the Spirit? Oh, lots of hands. Very good.
Self-control.
Self-control. Gentleness.
Joy.
Grace.
Peace.
Patience.
Love.
Love. That's a good one. Who else?
Banana.
There's a video. You'll see that.
Banana.
What else?
Jesus.
Well, sort of. Kindness. Corin.
Kindness, definitely.
Kindness. It's a good one. Kindness is pretty important. Okay, we quizzed Henry on this earlier. Do you think he can get all 9 of them this time?
You forgot one.
Well, we're going to see if Henry can get them.
No.
Nope.
You should be strong in your...
Yeah? Nope, that was the... Faithfulness! Good job! He's been working on it! Give him a round. You can keep him after all, Dave. It was iffy for a while there. No, it wasn't. We love Henry. So, part of blessing other people is keeping all of your fruits of the Spirit and sharing those with other people. Kind of like the fruit salad from the video. Parents, you really have to watch the video. It's fabulous. So, the most important things to remember from this week, what do you think those are? The fruits of the Spirit, those are pretty important, yes. That you are the light of the world. What else is important?
Jesus.
Jesus is very important. Yes.
Us.
Yes, you. Why are you important?
Because God made us and he said that we were very good.
Because you are very exactly right. So, all I have to say, go home, share all of those things with all of the people you know and love, and here's the tricky part. Even with the people you don't necessarily like yet. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Prayers of the people.